Denison University says phase one of new employee housing is underway. The project is located off Newburgh Street and completion is set for May with a move-in date set for July. Denison faculty have found there was a lack of affordable accommodations in the area. Denison will offer a four-year lease to faculty when the housing is complete. Licking Heights High School will be featured in Endeavor Business Media's American School and University 2024 Educational Interiors Showcase. Opened in August of 2020, the high school was built to accommodate student growth. The school, which has 273,500 square feet, holds 1,500 students. There are extended early in-person and absentee voting hours this weekend ahead of the November 5th presidential election. The Licking County Board of Elections will be open today from 8 to 6, Saturday from 8 to 4, and Sunday from 1 to 5. Voters will need a photo ID in order to cast their ballot. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. The Ohio Department of Health has released its Model Emergency Action Plan for the use of automated external defibrillators, or AEDs. The plan will be used by Ohio school and municipal sports and recreational locations to ensure staff are trained and ready to respond. A bill signed by Governor DeWine requires AEDs to be placed in every public and chartered non-public school. Licking County Women of Small Business will host a holiday market this Sunday from 11 to 4 at Heath High and Middle School. General admission is $5 and kids 12 and under are free. There will be more than 170 vendors. The new space will allow more vendor spots for kids to market their businesses, too. Tomorrow is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The DEA hosts the No Questions Asked event in local cities for safe disposal of prescription drugs, including opioids. In New Albany, stop by the Plain Township Fire Station tomorrow from 10 to 2. Liquid medications and syringes cannot be turned in. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.